you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, June 24th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Today's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade was no surprise given the leak of a draft decision in the case back in May. But Juliana Serrano with Planned Parenthood Pasadena and San Gabriel Valley says it was still tough to hear.
That the court would overturn Roe and 49 years of precedent that ensured that people were entitled to make the very private and personal decision of having an abortion is just, it's heart-wrenching.
The ruling does not affect abortion services in California. They're protected under state law. But Planned Parenthood has joined with lawmakers in Sacramento on bills to protect and expand abortion services in the state. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Koulounakis says there are more than a dozen abortion rights measures moving through the legislature in Sacramento, including a constitutional amendment that would enshrine abortion and contraceptive rights in the state constitution. If and when the legislature gives final approval, the amendment will appear on the November ballot for voter approval. A number of demonstrations will happen this evening across Southern California, including the LA-based Women's March at 5 at LA City Hall. Emiliana Gureka is the founder of the Women's March Foundation.
We should be angry. We should be angry as women, as feminists. I mean, this is, you know, something that was in the law books for 49 years, and we have let the right-wing minority take over women's rights.
Gureka says they need to take the protests to the ballot box.
We need to make sure that we elect governors, that we send people to Congress, that we send people to the Senate that are pro-reproductive rights.
Across Southern California, the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade triggered several protests from supporters of abortion rights. KPCC's Kyle Stokes attended a rally in downtown L.A.
Mark Kirschbaum didn't wake up expecting to come to a protest today, but when he heard about the court's ruling on the radio, he decided to make the trek from West LA to downtown.
We couldn't not. How could I sit at home with tears in my eyes?
Kirschbaum joined about 200 abortion rights supporters at a rally in front of the federal courthouse.
Furious women is what they got!
Mark's daughter, Temma, even grabbed the mic at one point.
Half these people don't think that we should have proper sex education.
Right. Temma is 15 and says it's an uncertain time to grow up as a woman. She's frustrated with the men that she pictures supporting today's ruling.
They have their daughters and they tell their daughters, you can grow up, you can have a choice, you can be a teacher, you can do whatever job you want, you can be a doctor nowadays, but you don't have the right to make a choice for yourself and your body.
Abortion remains legal in California, but Temma says it's hard to feel safe until the procedure is legal everywhere. In downtown L.A., I'm Kyle Stokes.
Congressman Adam Schiff represents Burbank, the Hollywood Hills, Sun Valley. He says today's Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is an appalling step backward.
It is dangerous. It is a betrayal of everything these justices committed to when they swore before the Senate that they would respect precedent. And they haven't. They've revealed themselves not to be conservatives, because conservatives would respect precedent, but to be merely socially backward-looking partisans.
Burbank Democrat Adam Schiff, a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.